Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vestair Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vestair products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Happy Thursday, Meatballs. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome back, Meatballs. Sorry we missed you last week, but I was... you know, just drinking some margaritas by the pool and
jelly.
Relaxing. But yeah, I'm happy to be back and happy to be doing our pod. But yeah, it was amazing.
Tell me about Aruba. It looks so freaking beautiful because here in Jersey, it was freezing and I was living for your stories and it just looks so freaking relaxing and nice.
Oh my God. I mean... just as soon as you get there, it's just like warm and sunny and you have, it's just so pretty in Aruba. It's definitely my favorite. We stayed at the Hyatt Regency, which is like one of my favorites, and they have like birds and wildlife that the kids absolutely loved. They have a slide, which was a hit. This is our second time staying there. But yeah, it was such a, we did so many things. We fished. We actually went fishing in the Caribbean and we got so many cool fish. It was so fun. The boys loved it. Yeah, we were like, all right, instead of, you know, just taking the private boat out, because you could, like, rent, like, little private boats, and you can go, like, back and forth through the island. Mm-hmm. So they actually were do fishing. So you, like, go on a fishing boat with, like, fishermen, and they help you fish. And, yeah, we were catching, like, so many cool tropical fish. It was really, really awesome.
Did you see any sharkies?
We didn't see any sharks, but I saw sea turtles.
They were cute. They're so cute.
And like little puffer fishes. Stop. And like, yeah, and we did catch and release.
Cute.
Yeah, it was just so much fun. I'm this cold weather, I'm like,
it's actually warm.
Yeah, it's all right.
It actually feels a little warm.
I have the like Aruba blues.
The worst.
But it was so funny. So we stayed for 8 days and it was, so our last day, all of a sudden we're sitting there and you just see like bunches of kids. And like Hyatt Regency is like one of the higher end hotels. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is all these, where's their, like, it really showed our age. Me and Chris are like, where are these kids coming from? Like, where's their, like, they were like, probably like, we found out it was seniors in high school. And we were like, what the frick is happening? Like, it turned into over, like, one day, like, it was just, like, all these kids, like, yo, like, so excited. Their friends were there. And then you have, like, the people that we were, like, kind of, like, with the entire trip. Like, it was, like, us and then, like, another family, like, all the same age, probably, like, late 30s, mm-hmm. early 40s. And all of us are like, what is happening here? Like, what?
Like, you felt like the old group?
Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
Oh, my God.
But, like, it was such a difference because, like, then they were, like, making the bathroom dirty. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, you know, like, they were, like, you know, like, leaving shit everywhere. But this is, like, a really nice hotel. I'm like, when I did my senior trip, I stayed at, like, a crusty Wildwood hotel, not the Hyatt Regency in Aruba.
Like, no, yeah, I was that like, makes sense.
So we were like, oh, my gosh, like, these kids must have, like, really rich parents, you know? And it was just crazy.
I'm done.
But I was like,
officially old.
Officially old.
Especially.
Like, they were all at the pool bar and were like, oh, we can't even get a drink.
Go away.
It's so loud. Like, just their presence of the younger kids were like, we were like, oh.
I'm dead.
So old. And I was like, at least I thought me and Chris were just being like old people. But then like we would hear the other
cranky people.
Yeah. But then we heard like the rest of like the families like with young kids and they were like feeling like, the same way. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. Then we all just all started laughing with each other. Cause I'm like, now we really showed our age. I'm like, this is a nice place.
It happens.
But, yeah. It was so funny. So I'm officially old.
You're okay.
Yeah. But we had an amazing time and yeah. And then I'm actually leaving for Universal. Not tomorrow, the next day. Because remember me and Jenny did a Universal shoot like months ago.
Yes.
So we're doing another shoot actually in the park.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So that's, I'm bringing the kids.
Are you taking the kids? Or
oh, yeah, of course. No. They like said we can bring the kids. So we're
leaving.
Oh,
the kids are freaking spoiled.
Oh, I know. I'm like, boo.
What?
So, yeah. So we're leaving Thursday.
Wow.
To do that.
They better not give you a hard time for a long time.
Right? I'm like.
These freaking spoiled. They have no idea.
I know.
Our kids have no idea how lucky they are.
But, yeah, well, this was like, I had Aruba booked for like a year and then this like popped up and I was like, you know what?
Oh, that's fun. Screw is Jenny bringing the kids too?
She is. Yeah.
Oh, fun. I'm jealous.
So yeah. So it's like one shoot day. Just come. Yeah. It's like one shoot day and then one day that they're going to let us like go into the park. So yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I have the Aruba blues, but I'm going to Florida in like a day. So. Stop complaining.
Oh my God, yeah, you're a busy beaver.
And I'm excited to like do like, I guess like we're going to be like shooting in Universal, like doing like the rides and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, so what do you do? Like what's the shoot?
So basically it's like a day in Universal with our families. And then like, we're going to show like the new park and like the different lands and the different rides and stuff like that.
That's literally the best shoot ever.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
Well, have fun with Jenny.
Just come.
Have fun with Jenny.
Please.
Shut up.
I know. But yeah, that's really it. For me, that's really it. Just been traveling.
Very nice.
Yeah. But what about you? What did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Nothing. Oh my God, it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Did you guys go on like a nice dinner on the beach?
So what did we do? Oh, so it was our last day. So that's when we took a boat out and we went to go see flamingos. And then we came back. And then
flamingos.
Yeah, they were cute. And then we came back, just hung out by the pool. We went to eat at this one little pier for lunch. And then at night, we went to this nice restaurant in the hotel. And that was like what we, and then got like gelato after. So it was really nice. It was like a really nice last day and Valentine's Day. I brought a little something for the kids and Chris. And they did like a whole little thing. Chris brought like balloons and stuff to surprise me.
Cute.
Yeah, and then CJ bought me, like, a little thing at the shops down there.
Adorable.
So it was really, really sweet. What about you? What did you guys do?
So all my kids were sick.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And now, like, I tried to bring Lorenzo to school today, and I had to pick him up at, like, 8:30 because I dropped him off at, like, 7. And I guess everyone's throwing up. There's a stomach bug going around, just to let you know.
No!
I know. Well, it's here, so luckily you're not close to me, but there's a stomach bug going around, so we basically just like lounged. It was nice and relaxing. I put the fire on, we watched Transylvania series, so we watched 1 to 4 and we were just being cozy. I ordered Shake Shack and we were just fat on the couch relaxing, and that's literally like the best thing ever. Like, that's my favorite thing to do, is just relax. So
yeah,
I feel like it was a nice and cozy Valentine's Day.
I love that.
Yeah.
Ugh, but they're all feeling better?
Well, the other two are. And it was Angelo's 100 day today. And of course,
us too.
I forgot to put his freaking shirt on. So his teacher emailed me and I had to drop off the shirt. I saw the boys decorating. Angelo ended up doing 100 sharks on his shirt. So it was like 100 stickers. And I had to like iron them on so they don't fall off. So he did the 100 sharks. And then what the kids do, I saw they did like ice cream or sprinkles or something.
Yeah. So, well, CJ wound up not wearing his shirt today because I found out like none of his friends were. So I was like,
yeah, it's embarrassing, mom.
Yeah. So I was like, fine, just bring it. And then you could like, kind of, it's like, I was like, oh, I wanted to cry because he was so excited to make it yesterday. Cause they usually do it every year. And I guess he's in first grade now and maybe that's not cool anymore.
Stop, he's too cool for school.
So, well, he did make one and he was super excited for it. And then Cammy made his. So CJ did ice cream and Cameron was like, it was like an iron-on thing too, like a cupcake. And then I helped them hot glue gun like little puffs onto it.
No, yeah, that was cute.
So Cammy wore his, but yeah, CJ, because I was like, let me just, because I didn't see any of his friends like posting, and usually they would post if like, you know, they're wearing it.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, is anybody wearing their shirt, the shirts? And they were like, no, we didn't get anything for them. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess first grade doesn't do that anymore.
What a sin.
I know. I still feel like they're still babies. So I told him, I was like, if you want to wear it, you can. None of your friends are going to be wearing it, but if you want, you know, and he was like, no, I don't want to wear it then. So he just brought it to school to show them during like morning session, like how he made it.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't wear it. But Cammy, and then of course, Cam was like, I don't want to wear mine. So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. I'm not fighting with you in the morning. So I put it in his backpack. But then his teacher messaged me and said, Cammy's wearing a shirt and sent me pictures. So I was like, oh, good.
Oh, yes. See.
I was like, good. Thank goodness. Because they were both so excited for it.
Yeah. What a sin.
So did you bring his shirt or you just said no?
No, yeah, I dropped it off. I dropped it off because he did want to wear it. So I was like, crap. And this morning, because I've been like, you know, going through like a ton of stuff with my health, which I talked about with you guys. And I think I'm going to do a video tomorrow about like what's going on because, you know, I already told you. Yeah. But I have my doctor's appointment today at like 3 to like figure out the next steps and what I'm going to do. So I don't know. I've just been like down in the dumps and like freaking out about it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself today. And I went to the jeweler's and I got some cute stackable rings and a bracelet.
Good. You deserve it.
So I was like, I want jewelry. So I went and I got, that's what I did today. So yeah, I know there was a meatball question because we are going to get to those. But there was a meatball question asking about like what happened because I didn't like update you guys on it yet. So I think I'm going to do a TikTok video tomorrow to let you know. But yeah, 2026 is a bitch. I mean, what the fuck is happening, especially in the world and everything? And we're just not starting out strong here. We're not starting out great. And I guess it's the Lunar New Year. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I thought it said muted. Lunar New Year today. So they're just saying, you know, it's a start of like the new year and it's like the fire horse, something like astrology, like horoscope stuff that I fell down the rabbit hole with. So today and this week, just like manifest positive vibes and do all the things that are positive so we can have a great freaking year.
Wait, so I saw your thing and it says like, don't sweep, don't take the garbage out for the loop.
Yeah.
What is that?
So the Lunar New Year, it's just like manifesting great things for the new year. So it's just okay. Like taboo. It's taboo things not to do. But then like I would see like other people saying that it's okay to do it. So I don't know. Definitely don't wash your hair today. Don't wash your hair. I washed it last night, so I was preparing. They're saying not to wear black. And you can wear red, don't take the garbage out. There's like certain things that you shouldn't do because then it'll disrupt like your positive manifesting new year. But I mean, you know, if you believe, you believe, I guess. So I'm just trying not to do all the wrong things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for our new year, I always saw like the thing not to wash your clothes. And
then like not the drapes to, under the table.
Yeah, like don't do your laundry on New Year's Day, I think it was something like that. So I'm like always like, Chris, don't do the laundry. Don't do the laundry. He's like, you're freaking crazy.
No, like I feel you. I you know, anything to try and make a good year because the beginning of this year is not great. So I'm just trying to manifest positive vibes.
Well, I'm sending you positive vibes.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then I've just been seeing a lot of crazy TikToks and stuff about aliens. You sent me one.
Yeah, my algorithm is fucked. It really is.
You should be looking up the, see, that's put in negative manifestations of negative.
Well, I don't know why it's there. I mean, I watched this one, I watched one TikTok, and then all of a sudden my whole feed is freaking negative.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from all that negative stuff too.
And like, I don't even like it. Like, I'm not even liking it.
Stuff is so dark lately that I'm like, I don't even want to see what's on anything. Some of it. So gross.
No, yeah, I don't like it. So I'm trying to stay busy with new shows that are out. And Love is Blind, the new season just came out.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, and I didn't start it yet because I want to, that's the show that I'm going to only allow myself to watch when I walk. Because, okay. You know, I haven't really been working out ever since my surgery because he told me that, you know, I can't really.
Oh, yeah, you have to take it easy.
Yeah, I can't like weight train and stuff because I got stitches up there. So I don't want to like ruin it.
So, how are you feeling down there?
Well, I still have to wear a freaking pad because things are still coming out, which is the worst. And I hate wearing pads. But I mean, I'm not in pain or anything. And I have my post-op on Friday to see like if I can like start working out again. But yeah, Love is Blind is out and I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to try and walk later today. But I'm seeing TikToks about it. And it looks like another fake season. Just these people are going on just to bullshit and try and get their 15 minutes of fame. Like, I miss people actually going on there wanting to find love. So I'm really annoyed about that.
Yeah.
Like I don't think the show is ever gonna be the same again.
That stinks.
Annoying. Like there's so many other shows you can go on to like try and be famous. Why are we doing Love is Blind? Like I really wanna see people fall in love and be together and have babies and just have the best life together. And people are just going on just to get clout. And it's annoying me.
I feel like if that's the case, go on Love Island. You know?
No, literally. There's so many other shows you can go on.
Or like Too Hot to Handle. Like mm-hmm. All those people legit are just going on for clout. None of them are looking for real love. But Love is Blind should be different. But you know what? I also blame the casting directors. Because clearly they should be able to tell, you know, who's there for the right reasons, you know?
Maybe we should be the casting director.
I mean, seriously. I could catch anything.
A mile away. I'd be like, yeah. You're fake.
That's why it's hard for me to watch reality TV. Because I feel like I see so much and I'm like, you know? Although, like, I do like Traitors. Traitors I like. But, because it's more like a game rather than, I don't know, I like it. But yeah, it's hard to watch reality TV shows.
Yep. So that's going to be, I'm going to distract myself this week with Love is Blind. It'll probably piss me off. But I do know there's other shows like Tell Me Lies. Everyone's telling me to watch that. I haven't watched. Have you watched that? Because I guess this is the last season.
Yes. This is the one last week I told you to watch. And it's so good. Yeah. I have one more episode. I will have the series finale to watch. And I heard it's freaking wild.
No, yeah, I saw the TikToks about it, so I really have to jump on that too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so one thing that was crazy when we were in Aruba, so all of a sudden we were on our boat and they were like, oh, there's a bomb threat at the airport. And we're like, what? It was like the second day we got there. And I guess someone on a flight from Boston found a note underneath the seat that said, this plane has a bomb on it.
Goodbye.
And they had to shut down the airport. Other people that came after us, we spoke to them, and they got, like, transferred to other islands close by for, like, hours and didn't get in until, like, so late at night because they shut down everything. The people that were on that flight were, like, on the flight for hours until, like, everything was cleared.
Oh my God.
Imagine. I was like, oh my gosh, that is freaking insane.
Well, did they find out who wrote the note?
Who wrote the note?
So, did they find out who?
No, I mean, not that I know of. I'm assuming it would be like a stupid teenager. But who does that? That's like not something to freaking joke about. Gosh, imagine if I was on that frick. I was like, thank goodness I wasn't on that flight.
Oh God, you would have had a heart attack.
Right?
Especially with the kids there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I guess.
That would not been good.
Yeah, flights were getting put to Puerto Rico and Curacao, all these other islands. And then that plane had to get, and they had to sit on the plane until, you know, everything was, you know, cleared. So that was, I was like, this is nuts.
But that's insane.
Yeah. People are nuts. Who would do that? Not funny.
It's probably like a kid.
Stupid idiot.
Not okay.
Yeah, so that was crazy.
Good time, C.
Yeah. But yeah, Aruba was amazing.
Speaking of shows that are coming back, we're coming back soon, I think.
I mean, we don't have a date yet, but we're supposed to find out soon.
Yeah, I know a lot of you guys are DMing us, commenting, like, when is the new season going to come out? We are hopefully going to figure that out this week. And I'm sure the trailer will come out and they'll drop the date and stuff. But we're wondering just like you guys. And we filmed it like 2 years ago. So, yeah, our show's going to come back soon. Just have patience with us.
Yeah, I know some people are like, Sammy's baby's going to be like 12 by the time it airs.
Literally.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
I can't. Probably. So we are excited for you guys to see. I mean, I forgot what we even did, but I'm sure.
Can you believe Boston didn't even air yet?
Boston, we talked about, I feel like a year ago, even more than a year ago. Because I remember we were talking about it on this podcast and we were saying like how hungover we were, like how sick.
Yeah. That was, I feel like, when did we go? April?
I don't even know. It's going to come up 2 years now.
We're going to be elders by the time this next season comes out.
Guys, I literally can't.
Gosh, freaking Oliver just scratched me.
Freaking Oliver.
Oliver, we need to cut your nails. He freaking, oh my God, poor CJ was so excited to see Oliver when we got home and he cuddled with him and then Oliver scratched him in the eye. So then we had to bring him to urgent care. I was like, what the frig?
What a mess.
So now he has like a little scratch in his eye and we have to give him drops. Freaking Oliver. Wait, can you believe also that Lady's mom, Nancy, is still missing?
Mm. Thank God you brought that up. Okay, so yeah, Nancy is still missing. It's been 2 weeks now. And so my manager, Entrenig, he's been managing me for like so long. And he manages this guy named Jonathan. And he's a medium in Long Island. And I met with him a couple of times. He has a podcast. I wish I remembered what it was, but he's a great freaking medium and he does great work. And not only does he like, you know, take private readings and he reads people, but his main thing is he works with missing people investigations. And the last popular one that he worked on was Gabby Petito's. And he ended up finding where Gabby Petito's bones were or remains.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes, he was a part of that investigation working with the FBI. So I literally texted him like 3 days ago and I was like, dude, you gotta find Nancy. I was like, please find Nancy. He texted me and he was like, that's so funny because I'm literally talking with them tomorrow about it. So I'm finding all these TikToks of other mediums saying, you know, I tried to read Nancy and they're all saying that she's not here anymore and she's in the desert and they need to go find her. So I sent him the TikTok and I was like, can you concur? Like, is this real? And he was like, yeah, she's definitely in the desert and she's not with us anymore. So,
oh my gosh, I hope that's not true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And this whole case is freaking so bizarre. Like, I don't understand what the hell's going on.
I know. A lot of people on TikTok that are, like, following the whole thing are like, now where's the rest of the family? Like, what? Nothing's being said. Like, they're not.
Just very strange.
Very. And, like, she's 86 years old. Like, where?
Who would take someone's 86-year-old mother? Insane.
So crazy. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yes, I'm sure we'll be getting an update soon, but that is what all the...
So does he talk to the FBI?
Yeah, so he works with the FBI on investigations. And I'm actually like so surprised and happy that the FBI takes, you know, mediums like this seriously, because he did help a lot of other cases that like weren't like well known. So that's like his main job, is to like help find missing people and, you know, solve cold cases, which is so freaking cool.
That is crazy.
It's so cool. So yeah, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens, but what a sin. What a sin.
It is. That's so sad. It's like going on 3 weeks now. And I guess yesterday they were trying to send, they were doing helicopters, trying to, mm-hmm. I guess, figure out, sync the Bluetooth to her heart monitor or her. Yes, a pacemaker. They were trying to, I guess, sync the pacemaker or try and get a read on the pacemaker.
Oh, it has GPS on it?
Well, it did, but then it disconnected from the smartwatch.
Oh.
Yeah. So, just a freak, so crazy. Well, hopefully they find her safe. It's just, and that's it. Freaking crazy times.
Yeah, God bless.
Well, Lunar New Year, so we're going to manifest positive for all of us.
Yeah.
Positive, positive, positive. Mm-hmm.
And ladies, I wouldn't wash your hair, just in case. Like, just go one more day. Throw it up in a bun. Put some dry shampoo in.
All right, well, I'm definitely not washing my hair. Now, can men wash their hair?
No, tell Chris to... Nobody wash their hair.
Chris!
Chris, don't wash your hair today.
I think he just washed it. Chris!
Oh, it's fine.
What happens if you wash
Nothing.
Your hair?
Nothing. It's just a myth.
Oh, God.
But, like, if you haven't washed your hair, just don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Not washing my hair. Is it bad for the family if Chris washes his
no,
hair?
No, he's going to think we're crazy now. He's going to hate us. You're okay. fine. Yeah. All right. It's just, like, putting a positive vibes in the universe. That's it. It's not okay. like anything bad's going to happen.
All right. Well, good. Positive vibes. Positive
yeah,
vibes.
That's it.
Okay, you want to get to some meatball questions?
Sure.
Okay. Here are some fan questions. Oh, yeah, and also I met some people that were big. They listened to the meatball pod, too. I met some meatball potters.
In Aruba?
In Aruba, yeah.
Oh, cute.
Like, we love your podcast. I was like, oh, thanks for listening.
Yeah, shout out to you, Queens. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, girls. Nicole, we haven't heard an update on your alien spaceship car. How are you liking it? Charlene from Long Island. Also, my mother-in-law got me a shirt that says Charlene from Long Island because she loves how you ladies say it. Shout out to my mother-in-law, Claire.
Oh, hey, Claire. Yeah, I'm loving my car. I literally just said this to somebody the other day because they're like, oh my God, you got the Escalade IQ. And I was like, yes, literally obsessed with it. It's so fast and it rides so smooth. I like how it sounds like a spaceship when you're driving. It like does the, so it's like my car singing. But I'm obsessed with it and I love it. And I do miss my van. It was such a spontaneous purchase because I just felt like I needed an electric car. You know, God forbid, like, I can't get gas. I don't know. It was very spontaneous. I didn't even think about it. So no, I do miss my van. I hope somebody picked her up because she was so cute and she was a good van and she was nice to me. So
she was a good van.
Well, she was a good van. I loved her so much. And I literally cried, like, driving away. when I bought the IQ, I, like, drove away and I looked in the rearview mirror and I saw my van and I was hysterically crying. I was like, did I make the right decision?
Now, say in, like, an apocalyptic situation, right? Mm-hmm. You think an electric car would be better than a gas car?
I mean, either way, we're fucked. No. I mean, you know, there's no gas, there's no electric. I mean, you're done either way. I just didn't want to fight people at the gas station. So I always charge my car at night in my garage. So I would at least have something to get somewhere. Mm. See, it was very spontaneous.
No, it's okay. You're allowed to freaking get a car.
No, yeah. So I love it and I've had no complaints.
Hey, Meatballs, my name's Abby. How do you both deal with making more time for your outside of mom life and wife life and the show life? I mean, my priority is always my mom and wife life. And then if we film and I, you know, I can make it work, I make it work, I guess, if that makes sense. But yeah, if like something's going on with filming and my kids have an event, I'll be going to the event rather than filming. Just because how I am. But what about you, Nick?
Yeah, I'd say same. Mommy duties first. So I try and always put my kids first and stuff. But like also like I do want to work because my kids are not expensive, especially the two are they're not cheap. My two oldest ones, like, well, can't we just go to Walmart and like get like a nice sweatshirt? And they're like, no, I want this $120 sweatshirt. And I'm like, you really don't need it. But then like all their friends have it. So I feel bad. So I hustle as much as I can. But yeah, kids always come first. And I don't know. I guess we just juggle it. Yeah. I mean, you know, we try and get everything done. And I try not to stress about like scheduling and stuff because it is hard to travel and be away from the kids. Especially when, you know, you leave for a couple of days and everything is just, you're not here to like manage the house and get the kids here for sports and there and do the laundry and keep up with everything. So when you come home, it's just like, you know, it's a mess. Yeah. So, I don't even know. I don't stress it. I just put shit in my calendar and I make it work.
Yeah. And we're lucky enough. We have like a village. Like if me and her are away filming, we have our moms and our mother-in-laws and, you know, our husbands if they're not with us. So we do have like a lot of help when we do have to film. But like Nicole said, like half the time me and her, if it's a full week, we'll only go for like 3 days. But yeah, we kind of make everything work out.
Yes.
Okay, next question. I need to hear about your Super Bowl. Oh my God, I just malfunctioned.
What?
I need to hear about your Super Bowl parties. Did you guys eat anything really good? I didn't get any buffalo chicken dip and I'm really sad about it. She sounds like a meatball.
Yeah.
Mel from Arizona. I would be sad if I didn't get any buffalo chicken dip.
Mel, either. I didn't get either. I didn't get any of my chips and dip that I wanted. So I feel you.
Wait, so Nicole, I know that you, so Nicole, you didn't wind up going to Janice's, right? You stayed home?
Yeah, so I had my surgery on Friday, and I was like, you know, I'm going to rest like all day Friday when I get home and Saturday, and then I'll just go to Janice's just to eat and then come home. No, I didn't do that. And I was like, Gianni, just go to your mom's and like make me a tray. And by the time he went and made me a tray, there was just like pepperoni rolls left, which I ate the whole fucking thing. But like I wanted chips and dip and wings and I didn't get any of it. And I'm really upset.
They should have made you a plate before.
Well, everyone thought I was coming and then I just didn't show. Yeah. So okay. It was my bad. I should have texted Janice to make me a plate. But I mean, I got one wing and I got a pepperoni roll. So
well, you do. At least you really love the pepperoni roll.
I know that's literally my favorite thing and I'll always eat that no matter what. So I was happy with the pepperoni roll, but I'm really upset that I didn't do the chips and dip because that's my jam.
Yeah. I mean, I mean you could, I have to tell you, Walmart has really good dips.
They do. They do have good dips.
I love their dips. Walmart and Trader Joe's.
Oh yeah, Trader Joe's has that cheese dip that is so freaking good with crackers. Mm. And then Target even has this like, this cheesy corn dip. Oh my God. I could eat the whole freaking thing, Dave. I could eat the whole container. I don't even care.
There's another thing you could, it's really good. It's, so it's spicy jelly. Like, I don't know. You don't like spicy, but it's like a spicy jelly and you put it with cream cheese. It's the best.
Yum.
I know. It's really good. I feel like eating it right now.
I've been loving English muffins with butter and jelly.
I love butter and jelly.
Butter and jelly on a crispy English muffin. Oh, I've been eating those lately.
It's best.
Yeah, it's so freaking good. I love food. I don't care.
Me too. Me too, meatball.
I'm starving.
I know. I haven't even topped on the scale since I got home. I'm sure I gained like everything back. Every day we were eating and drinking and just enjoying life.
I have to say, all of your bathing suits, all your sets that you got were so freaking cute. You look so good and pretty. Like,
thank you. I told you. They're like,
yeah, I need the legs to everything.
I will. And they just make you feel cozy, like walking around, you know, because you're like, you feel pretty.
And then you can dress covered. It up. Like if you get off the boat and you go to a restaurant, you just throw the skirt on. It's exactly. So cute. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll send, I got most of them on TikTok shop.
All right. Well, send me the link because I want it.
I will. So I think that was all of our questions.
All right, Meatballs, so we definitely love to read your questions. So you guys can text us with your questions for our next episode next week. You can text it at 732-508-7952 to get some meatball advice or just, you know, just chat with us.
Love it.
All right, Meatballs.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong
Stop.
With us?
I can't.
I can't. Okay, Meatballs, we love you. Have a great weekend. Have some drinks. I'm definitely going to have a martini, I feel.
You deserve it.
Yes, but we love you. Have a great weekend. And we did it, T.
Let's get sauced.